Microsoft is changing the way computer manufacturers are allowed to deal with its Windows operating system. The company says the move shows it's obeying last month's U.S. appeals court ruling that said the company had engaged in anti-competitive business tactics. Some critics believe Microsoft also is trying to protect its newest product from more court action. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Microsoft has always maintained it's very important what consumers see when they turn on their computers. The company has long ordered computer makers to display a symbol for Internet Explorer, the company's internet browsing software, on that opening screen. But now spokesman Jim Cullinan says manufacturers will be allowed to remove the icon for Internet Explorer.
Microsoft recognized that certain provisions in our agreements with computer manufacturers were found to be anti-competitive by the Court of Appeals. So we've made the decision to proactively address a few of these provisions to provide computer manufacturers with greater flexibility.
The appeals court singled out Microsoft's prohibitions as part of what it called an illegal attempt to maintain the company's monopoly in computer operating systems. Many manufacturers said consumers were confused by two icons for internet browsing software. Since Microsoft's browser was required, computer makers dumped the competitor, Netscape's Navigator, which rapidly lost its leading role. Microsoft's opponents were not impressed by the announcement. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller was part of the team of state and federal prosecutors who brought the antitrust suit. He says Microsoft is promising to fight fair after it's killed off its rival.
Over the years, I've seen sort of a classic tactic of a defendant to do something illegal and achieve a very important objective and secure that objective, and then agree not to do the activity any longer with the objective securely in place.
The appeals court identified a number of other anti-competitive behaviors that Microsoft's announcement does not address. Howard University law professor Andrew Gavel says Microsoft wants to show the court that the company has done enough to avoid the breakup order handed down last year.
Microsoft clearly is going to argue that the Court of Appeals' decision should be read narrowly. Narrowly in the sense that there was specific conduct that was held to be unlawful. It has stopped that conduct, therefore no additional remedies are necessary, and certainly no need to discuss breakup.
But beyond the legal motives, Microsoft is clearly keeping its business concerns front and center. The company is set to release the latest version of its Windows operating system in October. Computer makers will now be allowed to do what they like with the opening screen of Windows XP. Spokesman Jim Cullinan says the company wanted to make it clear that this product does not violate the appeals court ruling.
We are doing this now, one, to minimize any potential disruption to the industry, and two, to ensure that Windows XP ships on time.
Microsoft will spend millions developing and marketing Windows XP. The company clearly wants to keep this very important product out of the courts. But any assessment of this announcement by Microsoft depends on whether it's viewed as a first step or the last, according to Howard University's Andrew Gavel.
One possible interpretation of Microsoft's actions today is that it is actively inviting negotiation and showing that it can be trusted to undertake changes in its conduct.
Efforts to settle the case in the past have failed. Microsoft's announcement shows the company wants to get the litigation behind it, but it also wants to keep selling more copies of Windows. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.